Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss doggerel. D-O-G-G-E-R-E-L. Doggerel. Now doggerel verse ya doggerel kise kehte hain? Now doggerel is basically a verse or a form of poem that is badly written, monotonous in rhythm and very clumsy in rhyme. And usually it is written on a very trivial subject. Okay? So remember it is constructed in a very very irregular way. And this form of verse is not generally used by good poets. Okay? It is a low form of verse. Okay? So why is this effective and why do we have to even know about it? See, one reason why it is effective because of its simple mnemonic rhyme, which is useful in children's poetry or children's rhymes or nursery rhymes. Okay, uske baad, how did this begin? What was the starting point? Where did doggerel start? When did it start? See, one of the earliest uses of doggerel or this word is found in the 14th century works of Geoffrey Chaucer, okay? Especially in his Canterbury Tales, in the Tale of Sir Thopas, okay? Tale of Sir Thopas. Now, Sir Thopas is one of the pilgrims in Canterbury Tales, okay? And in that, in his tale, he uses the phrase rhyme doggerel, okay? R-Y-M, rhyme doggerel. So this is the one of the earliest uses of this word doggerel. And the reference was to a loosely constructed and often irregular verse. Okay, ye reference tha. After that, John Skelton uses this in his poem called Colin Clout. Okay, Colin Clout. Now let me read out a stanza from this poem. Quote, "For though my rhyme be ragged, tattered and jagged, rudely rain beaten, rusty and moth eaten, if e take well therewith, it hath an it's some pith," unquote. Okay? Let me read it out again. Dubara se padhta hun. Quote, "For though my rhyme be ragged, tattered and jagged, rudely rain beaten, rusty and moth eaten, if e take well therewith, it hath in it some pith," unquote. And ever since then, you know, doggerel has been employed in comic verse. You know, in English, comic verse, it is employed. Then Samuel Butler has also used it in his poem Hudibras. Okay, Hudibras. And this was published between the year 1663 to 78. Then Jonathan Swift has also used it in some of his works. Then American poet Ogden Nash has also used this. Okay. And one more thing to remember is that doggerel verse is still commonly heard in poems which are generally classified as limericks or nonsense verse, even popular songs and also commercial jingles. Okay. So from an exam point of view, you should remember what is doggerel. Okay. As I told you, it is loosely constructed and often irregular verse. Uske baad, some examples of doggerel verse. For example, in Canterbury Tales, the tale of Sir Thopas. Uske baad, John Skelton uses this in his poem Colin Clout. Samuel Butler has used this in his poem Hudibras. And even nowadays, it is used in limericks and nonsense verse. Now, what is a limerick? I have explained this in a separate audio, so refer to that. And what is nonsense verse? Nonsense verse is a form of poetry that is generally used in children's verse. Okay, that is whimsical or humorous. And basically what it does is it often uses some made up words, artificially made up words which have no meaning and which defy any kind of classification or any kind of logic. And the purpose is just to create humor. Okay? And a major practitioner of nonsense verse is the poet Edward Lear. Okay? Edward Lear. Ye naam aap yaad rakhna.